So I don't hear a lot about ice fishing actually here in Kodiak. Could you give me the lowdown on what that scene is here in town?
Well, we have quite a few avid ice fishermen, but as most folks know, that it depends on when we actually have the conditions to do it. So, like last winter, for instance, when we did have a prolonged season of ice on the lakes that was safe to walk on, there were quite a few people who took advantage of it, myself included. And most people probably saw the group of people that were regularly out there on Lily Lake and Abercrombie. And then they're targeting rainbow trout through the ice that are part of our stocking program.
So rainbow trout are stocked by ADFNG?
There are natural populations of rainbow trout, such as in the Buskin River, but those are protected. You can fish for them, but you can't use bait in the winter, and you can only it's only catch and release fishing for rainbows and steelhead and buskin. So the ones that in the stocked lakes are put there just to allow some more sport fishing opportunity, particularly for ice fishing, as well as to allow anglers on the river system to be able to harvest some of those fish as well.
What are the lakes that you can ice fish on, and what makes them a good spot for ice fishing?
Well, there's no we don't have any specific ice fishing regulations in Kodiak like they do on the mainland, but there are some special wintertime regulations and regulations for stocked lakes on Kodiak. So for most anglers target rainbow trout through the ice from our stocked lakes. We currently have 16 stocked lakes, and the list of those is a current list is always found in the back of our sport fishing regulations that are for that year. So if you see those are the ones that are currently stocked. And on the Kodiak Road system, those are the only ones that are allowed to use bait from November through April, as well as the only ones that the harvest of rainbow trout's allowed in. So that's why they're particularly of interest to most anglers.
Can you keep the rainbow trout and eat them?
You can keep rainbow trout in our stocked lakes on the Kodiak Road system. So for all our, as I mentioned before, the stocked lakes are there's always a current list in our sport fishing regulations. Just because a lake's been stocked in the past doesn't mean that it's open to retention of rainbow or to keeping rainbow trout. It has to be one of the currently stocked lakes. And the regulations are that you can keep up to 10 rainbow trout a day, but only one of which per day can be over 20 inches. And that's only for stocked lakes.
Oh, so they're large.
They can be in some lakes. Some lakes produce fish over 20 inches every year. Some lakes, the average size is 12 to 14 inches. We went out last year and were fishing on Mosquito Lake out in Cliff Point and probably caught 50 rainbows in that day between the group of people, but I don't think any of them were over 15 inches. But then other lakes, I saw a couple of anglers, not myself, but a couple of anglers pull fish out that were 23 or 24 inches last winter.
You said you ice fish. What's the thrill of ice fishing for you?
I think part of it is that it's a little bit of a challenge. It's different than just going and casting. There's sometimes the fishing can be really, really fast or really, really good in the winter. So it's if you're out in the summer and you catch a couple of fish, like in our stocked lakes, for instance, you catch a couple rainbows, that's pretty good. But sometimes through the ice, you can just catch them one right after another. You just have to figure out how to where they are and what they're feeding on and what depth they're at. So I think it's just a new set of challenges.